You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Up next is a replay of Sunday, October 15th's church service with a message from Pastor Ripley and music from Alan and the worship team. Enjoy.
Good morning, everyone. Almost have our whole family up here. Good morning. Just need Evan up here and we have the whole family up here, so. I had a couple of scriptures that I was going to read, but the Lord put on my heart another scripture, so we need to be obedient. So, it's Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be in your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for another day, Lord. I thank you for the freedom that we have in this country, Lord, to still come and worship you, to hear your word. And Lord, I pray for our children and our children's children, just this new agenda and stuff that they're trying to pass through the schools, Lord. And I pray for the teachers, because I know there is quite a few teachers that don't agree with this agenda, that you give them the boldness and strength to stand up and say no. And Lord, like Pastor David prayed, I pray for Israel, that your hand be on Israel, Lord, and your will be done there. And I just pray for the worship team and bless them as they lead us in worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning. Let's stand and, like you said, worship the Lord. Give him praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord, right? Jesus. We worship you this morning. We want to give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Unfold. Going to let the children make their way to Children's Church. What a beautiful time of praise and worship. You know, one thing we can do besides clapping is we can open our mouths and just praise the Lord. Can somebody just open their mouth this morning and just praise the Lord? Come on, let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah! We have nothing to be ashamed of this morning. We're in the house of God. Hallelujah! Come on, somebody praise the Lord this morning. Praise God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You know, the Bible says to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. The Bible says to open our mouths and praise the Lord. Not in just in our heads, but with our mouths. I have a confession to make. I'm a Zionist. I'm a Zionist. I believe in a homeland for the people of Israel. I don't know who's standing with me this morning. But we pray that as Israel goes in to the Gaza Strip to eradicate Hamas, that the fewest number of civilians will be affected as possible. How many know God can do that? God can do that. And obviously we don't want to see innocent people killed. And we know it's a very difficult time in that little strip. How many know it's only 25 miles long and a few miles wide, about the size of Montreal, really? And there's over 2 million people living in that strip. It's just amazing that there's that many people living in that small section of land. And so we pray. We really do pray that as the troops go in, that there will be as few civilians affected as possible. And I believe God can lead them. But you know, I have to be honest with you this morning. I'm very disappointed with the Muslims here in Canada. I'm very disappointed with the Muslims here in Canada. I want to say it again. I'm very disappointed with the Muslims here in Canada. In the city I lived in, Mississauga, Ontario, you know, they're chanting, I heard it live, chanting, Israel is a Nazi state. Israel is a Nazi state. You know how offensive that is to a Jew? To compare Israel to Nazis? How many know the Nazis exterminated over 6 million Jews? Hello, someone. Is anyone out there today? They exterminated over 6 million Jews. And when you hear this little phrase, free Palestine from the river to the sea, you know what they mean, right? They mean they want Israel out of that land. But I want to tell you this morning that Israel just didn't become a nation in 1948. God gave that land to Israel over 3,000 years ago. In Australia, the Muslims gathered, and you know what the chant was? In the midst of all of it, gas the Jews, gas the Jews. You know, Islam has shown its true colors. Can I go on a little rant here this morning? Islam has shown its true colors. They come across as a religion of peace, but they're not really a religion of peace. Look at all the countries that are run by Muslims. Go there. I invite you to go to Pakistan. Go to Saudi Arabia, where Christians have to gather underground because they're not allowed to be Christians openly. And by the way, let me tell you, Muslims don't just hate Jews. They hate you and they hate me. How would you like to be a Jew living in Toronto and hear them en masse going down the streets? You know, in Mississauga, where I used to live, I saw this live video yesterday of a woman who said there was nothing wrong with what Hamas did. Absolutely nothing. She was interviewed by Rebel News. Nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with what they did. Friends, there's also other flags in those protests. Taliban flags. I saw Taliban flags in the streets of Mississauga, not far from where I used to live. Let me tell you, we have a problem here in Canada. and mass immigration is not working. I said mass immigration is not working. Let me say it again. I want to shout it from the rooftops. Mass immigration is not working. I lived in Toronto. I lived in one of the most multicultural areas in the entire city of Toronto. And let me tell you, we have a problem. And anyone who doesn't see it has their head in the sand. When we can see marches by people by the thousands denigrating Jews. We need to pray, folks, even for our own country. Ephesians chapter 6, I'm done my rant. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1. And I'm talking today about parental rights. There is a battle on in our nation, in every single province, to undermine every single parent with children. The government and the school systems want to capture the minds of every single child and draw them into their ideologies. Hello? And you say, well, I'm homeschooling them. You know what? There's a thing called the internet. And the enemy is using everything at his disposal to destroy the lives of young people. He wants to do everything he can to confuse them, to mess with their heads. Let me say it again. And mess with their heads. Let me say it again. And mess with their heads. I want to thank, and again, we're on the radio. I want to thank Jack. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not using his real name this morning. I want to thank him, he's here this morning, for coming on the radio and sharing his story. Friends, he is in the battle zone. Come on, somebody. He's in the battle zone. The government has no business raising kids. That's the job of parents. And when I say parents, I know some people are in a single parent situation. That's fine. God is there for them as well. Father, I thank you for this message. And I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit will use it, Lord, as it goes out to this congregation, as it goes out over the radio, as it goes into this town, Lord, I pray that the powers of darkness would be driven back, that a light would begin to shine upon Creston and upon this valley and upon every school and every principal and every teacher and every student. Let the light and the countenance of Christ grow stronger in this town. That all the evil would be dispelled, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now I'm going to ask Brother Daryl, did you know the scripture I was going to use this morning? Because the scripture he read is the exact scripture I have this morning. Isn't that amazing? Come on, somebody give God praise. Now it's not the scripture I'm going to use at the beginning, but it's going to be the scripture I use at the end. That is amazing how God orchestrates and confirms everything. in the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. And someone sent me a text message and said, what about this verse? Well, I'm using it this morning, and that person's here today. Thank you for sending that verse. Thank you for being obedient to God to send that verse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. You see, this is what the government is after. This is what school systems are after. They want children to obey them. They want children, teenagers, to go in the direction that they're teaching. They want to eliminate the influence of mothers and fathers over their children. That's what they want to eliminate. And I mentioned to you last week, I mentioned it on This and That this past week, that some of the questions on that questionnaire that was given to students, one of them was, do your parents love you? Like, why would you need to know that as a teacher? Like, are you a psychiatrist? Are you a psychologist? Are you trained to deal with the answers that some students might give? To me, it looks like, and I've said it before and I'm going to say it again, it looks like they're trying to find dirt on parents by some of the questions they're asking. What right does a teacher have to ask a student if their parents love them? The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Obviously, in the Lord is important. Can you help me rob a bank? No, I can't help you with that one. If a parent were to ask you to do that. It's in the Lord. For this, New King James Version, this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Friends, this is not my words. This is not some psychologist's words. This is not a good book that you could read. This is God's word. And God is saying, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Not the government. Not just teachers. Not school officials, but parents. Look at the next verse. Honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother. How does honoring your father and mother, how is that being taught in our school systems? When students are told, you don't need to tell your parents, you can come and talk to the school counselor. This is what's happening in British Columbia. You know, we got a problem in this province. We got a serious problem in this province. We have in power the non-democratic party. That's what I like to call them, the non-democratic party. That's ruling and reigning with the stiff arm of the law. We saw it all through the pandemic. And we're seeing it again in our school systems. But the Bible says, honor your father and mother. And friends, I want to speak to every child this morning, every teenager, every young adult. If you dishonor your parents, friends, let me tell you, it's not going to go well with you. You may think you're getting away with it, but friends, there's going to come a time where God says enough is enough. You have to honor your father and mother because they are the ones that brought you into this life. Even if you feel they're not good parents for whatever reason. How many know that when you're young, you think you know everything? You have a spacesuit on. And you think you're going to the moon. And then as you get older, you realize you don't know everything. How many came to that realization that you don't know everything? And sometimes you don't know anything. And the more you spend time in this book, and the more you spend time in prayer, the more you say, I don't know how to live my life without the help of God. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That's talking about respecting your parents. Loving your parents. Right down to the end. When they breathe their last breath. And I was there for my mom in those last few weeks of time. You know, we have to respect our parents. Amen? Love them right to the end. That's what God wants us to do. That it may be well with you. So if you don't, there's the opposite. And you may live long on the earth. That's a promise. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. That's our calling as parents. Let me read it from another version. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. That is not the government's responsibility. That is not the teacher's responsibility in a school. That's not the counselor's responsibility. That is the responsibility of every Christian parent. How many were ever disciplined as a child? Can I see your hand? The ones that didn't raise your hand, you got it away easy. My dad told me many times. And again, I'm not for abusing a child. You understand what I'm talking about. Spare the rod, spoil the child, King James says. And my dad says every time he got in trouble, his stepfather would take him to the woods and get him to pick the little piece of wood that he would use, you know, the little tiny twig that he would use. So he would go and pick his own twig. Spare the rod and spoil the child. Isn't that what the Bible says? It has to be done in love. And children need to be instructed in the things of God. Isn't that what the Bible teaches? And let me tell you, that is not an easy. That is not easy. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord. Do you see the responsibility that we have? Not the government. Not teachers, not school counselors. The responsibility lies with us. Are you hearing me this morning? children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 11. He's already read it. But let me go over it this morning. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children. We have to be the main teachers. Hello? Oh, you don't need to say anything to your parents. You don't need to tell them. You change your pronoun? Don't worry about it. We'll keep it a secret. Just between you and I. I always thought you shouldn't have secrets with strangers. Hello? I thought you're not supposed to have secrets with strangers. Yes, the teacher gets to know the students. Yes, the school principal gets to know the students. But who really knows a child except a mother and a father? How many mothers do we have here this morning? Come on, let me see your hand. How many mothers? There's a lot of mothers here this morning. Has your child ever come home and you sensed that there was something you need to talk about without them even saying it? Come on, can I see your hand? How many have felt that? That's the intuition. That is how God has created mothers, especially mothers, and fathers to sense when their children are going through something. To give them instruction. To show them the way they should go. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house. When you walk by the way, you're talking to them. When they're in your house, you're talking to them about the things of God. When they're walking along the way, you're talking to them. When you lie down to sleep, you're giving them the word of God. You're instructing them in the things of the Lord. And let me tell you, Satan has a plan for our children. But God has a better plan. Hallelujah. I said, God has a better plan. I pray right now against the forces of evil attacking our little ones right now. Whether they're in your home or whether you don't even know them, they're across the street. Someone was telling me a few weeks ago that their child, young, maybe 4 or 5, met another child, 4 or 5, and out of the young child's mouth is, you can be anybody you want. A 4-year-old saying that. You can be anyone you want. Meaning you can be a boy, or you can be a girl, or you can be non-binary, or whatever you want to be, you can be it. From a 4-year-old. When you were 4, you were playing with worms. Hello, somebody. Spiders were crawling in and out of your ears. You were eating sand and playing in the sandbox. Hello? Hello out there. Hello, is anybody out there? I remember as a kid, you know, watching my friend as the spider crawled into his ear. I never told him. We were out playing baseball and hockey and, you know, skating on ponds. We weren't discussing those kinds of issues, especially at 4. It's the work of Satan to come against the children and to destroy their lives. But I come against him today by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I command him to take his filthy hands off of our kids in this valley in the name of Jesus. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house. I mean, you got to get serious with this. In the morning, while you're walking, before they go to sleep, at the dinner table, you're inputting the Word of God into their lives. You know, it says, they say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a church to raise a child. That your days and the days of your children may be multiplied. In other words, your child is going to grow. They're not going to be perfect. I wasn't perfect as a child or as a teenager. I'm not talking about perfection. Young people are going to make mistakes. But they're going to have that seed planted in their hearts always. They are going to know what the truth of God's word is, and they cannot escape the truth no matter how old they get, because it's been planted by you as a parent in their lives. That the days of your child may be multiplied in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above the earth. You have the right to raise your children in the things of God. You, as a grandparent, have the right to pour into your grandchildren. Come on, somebody. You, as a believer, have the right before God to bestow upon your children and your grandchildren the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's your right. Coming to the end. It's a battle. The forces of Satan are so strong right now because he knows his days are short. But greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. And God told Ezekiel, he said, I want you to prophesy into those bones, those dead, dry bones. And I prophesy today in the name of Jesus that you as a parent and a grandparent or even a great-grandparent, that you would have the wisdom and the breath of God breathed into you to give you the words to speak, hallelujah, to your children and to your grandchildren and to your great-grandchildren. And Jesus healed them with a word. One word that's been fashioned by the Spirit of God out of your mouth has power to defeat the works of Satan in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You're not a worm crawling in the dust. You're a victor. Hallelujah. You have been bought with a price. You have been redeemed by the blood. Someone said, I want to see the backside of the devil. Someone said, what side is that? It's the side you see when he's running from you. And we have the authority this morning to come against the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus and to rebuke him from our homes and to resist him from our property and to claim the victory over our children's lives. I want you to leave this place today with a fresh determination to stand in the gap on behalf of our children and your grandchildren. And God can do it. Will you stand with me this morning? Someone said, well, I don't know. I don't see any miracles. How about him sharing a verse I never even told him about? It's the same verse I use. How is that possible? Except God orchestrates it. That only proves to me that what is being shared is from the very heart of God. I don't want anyone to fall asleep. Because in the spirit, I'm going to be right by your ear. Stay awake and keep fighting. Father, we just thank you today, Lord, for the confirmation of this word. We thank you for the fight that we're in, and we thank you for the victory that we have through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for our children that you would touch them and that you would minister to them, that you would protect them, that you would continue to raise them up. I pray for Jack here this morning that your hand would continue to rest upon him and every child that would come to his side to continue the battle. Lord, I pray for those children. I pray for Israel this morning. I pray for every Muslim. Lord, I know that you can give them dreams and visions. And I pray this morning for every Muslim here in Canada and around the world that you would begin to speak to them, that you would begin to show them visions and dreams about Jesus, the salvation of their soul, Lord. We push back the powers of darkness this morning in the name of Jesus. We push back the powers of darkness from our homes, from our schools, from our very streets. And Lord, we're going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. Join us next Sunday at Grace Christian Fellowship. We'd love to see you.